What do you hope to have learned by this time tomorrow?
That the secondary is better than it was last year. Offensive line is starting to gel. Even if it's not all the starters that we suspect will be out there, they're playing better. Jaden is the same guy against other teams as he is against his team. And that our defensive interior line is dominant, like they are in practice. I'm expecting the linebackers to be better based off of what I've seen thus far and how those guys play even on other teams. To me, Bobby Wagner is a hell of a plus. Not only is he a badass on the field, he still works as hard as anybody out there, which does a lot for young guys that are trying to learn and follow him in his footsteps. And I want to also understand which tight ends are willing to step up and become that next person in line. I know Bates is there right now, but Will Sennett, you know, will somebody else say, okay, I'm going to do this? We saw Monty Rogers get released. Was Cole Turner going to say, you know what, I'm going to show something now? You know, because if every time it comes time to show you injured or you're not there, they're going to stop waiting on you.
Sure. I don't think the new guys are going to wait on any of the old guys. Yeah. That doesn't mean they don't get chances and opportunities, and that's what tomorrow really is the first, not the first, that's unfair because they've had plenty of chances and opportunities in Ashburn, but it's very clear that they are going to, you go harder against somebody else. That's just the reality. You're probably allowed to go harder. Like, all of it is just going to be different. And
also, they wrote, they're going to see how do you retain, and it will be situations where you're going to be challenged. Do you still focus and stay under control, or do you lose your mind in tough situations?
Totally, man. To me, it's almost like there's the Jaden division of all this and then the non-Jaden division. I am fascinated by what Jaden's going to look like against the Jets. I mean, that's a pretty loaded team, right? Defensive lines particularly. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe in the actual game on Saturday, where it does seem like the weather could be pretty bad, although Kammerer said expect it to clear out by Saturday for game time, mm-hmm. which is good news. I don't think Quinnen Williams plays in this game. Like, I don't think C.J. Mosley plays in this game. So I think the better workload we'll see from Jaden going against some of these top guys is going to be Thursday at practice. Fascinated to see if he can look how he has.
Yeah.
Because he's looked good. And what I honestly, at this stage on August 6th, 7th, I'm going to say this. What has encouraged me most about Jaden Daniels isn't what we've seen on the field, because that's been impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's everything we've come to learn about the kid.
Yeah.
How he's avoided all the sideshows. He's about ball. He's there early as hell. He's learning the offense. You can see him. Like, I can visually watch him from the sideline have a comprehensive understanding of the offense.
Yeah.
And of what the defense is trying to force him to do.
Yeah.
Like, you see him reading defenses. I've watched enough young rookie quarterbacks that not all of them do it.
Last night I heard what's kid name plays with the Phoenix Suns, the guard,
like the shooter.
He basically was
Booker.
Devin Booker was talking about Kevin Durant, and it just hit me. I was like, "Damn, sounds like Jaden." He said, "Like they were talking about how is it because Kevin became the all-time leading scorer past Lisa Leslie for basketball in the Olympics."
Oh, cool.
And he was saying the dude's all about. He said being there with him and looking at behind the scenes, he's all about ball. People can say what they want, but he's always working to improve. And he has shown that what he can do. I think Jaden is the same way where he understands, I'm not here just to play a game. It is a game, that's my, but I'm here to submerge myself into this profession so I can get the best out of it. And a lot of times, every person that gets into the NFL don't think that way.
Sure. That's what I've been most encouraged by with Jaden is all the off-field stuff. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's a chance to really impress us with the on-field stuff.
Yeah.
Because if he can kind of push the ball downfield, maintain his presence in the pocket, show some of the off-schedule stuff he can do, and do that against this Jets defense that we know has some horses, all right, that's a real step towards, you know, not only is he going to play as a rookie, but he might be damn good as a rookie.
Uh-huh.
Non-Jaden division. Tomorrow, I'm really curious what version of the line we see of what the starting five is. I'm tempted to believe them that Cosme's just been sick, so maybe we see Cosme. The Wiley thing and then adding a tackle is interesting. The Coleman thing kind of popped up last minute. I don't know what's going to happen there. I mean, if you're talking Trent Scott, Allegretti, Biotis, Dieter, Lucas, that's a hell of a lot different than what kind of we were led to believe coming in. But again,
still all experienced guys.
Yeah. Ish. Veterans, but not necessarily experienced. Like,
but when the guys are around 5 years, man, they got some level of experience. I mean, I got a guy coming in as a rookie. I understand. If he's been there for 4 or 5 years, he's been through 4 or 5 training camps. He's been through 4 or 5 seasons. He understands some level. If you want to stay around, he should have improved. I know what we think is going to be the starters, but the backups are probably as important as the starters, because what if your starter goes down week one?
Sure.
What happens then?
I also, part of me, man, and I'm not necessarily looking forward to this, part of me thinks Aaron Rodgers is going to be on straight bleep mode because of everybody. Like, I think he could be a monster this season. I think that Jets offense has a lot of pieces. I think Breece Hall's a stud. I think Garrett Wilson's a stud. I want to see pass rush against Rodgers, because we're not going to see Rodgers in the preseason game at the Meadowlands. I want to see if these guys are able to generate pressure on Rodgers. Yeah. Ideally, it comes from the interior. And then I want to see what the secondary looks like. There have been 4 corners that have kind of emerged in Mike Davis, Emmanuel Forbes, Benjamin St. Juice, and Mikey Sammerstill. Of the 4 of them, the one I am most excited about, think has shown the most, is the rookie that hasn't played in the NFL yet.
Mike?
Yeah.
But, you know, some guys, you see a guy like every year or every other year who seems to understand just football. It doesn't make a difference what level he's on. He's going to stand out because he understands it. And to be honest with you, Mike and Jaden both make me feel that way, where they don't care what the level is. They don't get amazed because, oh, it's college now. Oh, now it's the pros. I still have to be me and play the way I'm capable of playing, you know? And if you can be a guy who could just be comfortable and do things based off of what you do, you don't have to worry about too much.
I mean, it's what Jaden, why you should be cool with Jaden when he was asked about being named the starter or whatever. He's like, man, when I get named starter, it's not like I stop competing.
There you go.
And I think that is so valuable.
How many guys stop competing?
Jeff and Landfill. By this time tomorrow, the joint practices will be over. The joint practice, pardon me, will be over. What do you hope to have learned this time tomorrow?
By this time tomorrow, they probably have like live drills going on tomorrow, right? I know it's the first day.
You don't tackle to the ground, but they're going to be pretty damn live.
Yeah, I hope to hear
some guys going to the ground.
Oh yeah, 3rd, 4th string, those guys are going to the ground.
Of course, I hope to hear some good things about Jaden. Even if it's, you know, he seemed poised in there with that defensive line coming at him. I hope to hear that our offensive line held their own against the Jets defensive line, and just positives going forward with the team. Even if it's just 1% better than it was last year, I just hope that I hear good things.
All right, that was arguably the most generic answer humanly possible. Jeff hopes to hear good things. Landfill, what do you hope to learn this time tomorrow about your Washington Commanders?
I also hope to hear good things. I kind of hope if there's a fight that the Commanders are the ones that start it. I think that would be that would make me happy to see that they kind of have like a fighting mentality. I want to hear Jaden sound more like an NFL quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. Like, I want to just hear him go up there and sound like a completely normal guy who plays in the league while Aaron Rodgers does his goofy nonsense. And ultimately, I just want him, you know, what I don't want to hear, I remember during, I think it was the Gruden era, or maybe it was the Rivera era, I don't really remember, they kind of run together, where people were talking about how, like, the Patriots got nothing out of a joint practice. That's what I don't want to hear. Dude, I want to hear that the Jets thought it was worthwhile to participate in this.
When the Pats came down to Richmond, that wasn't even the varsity and the JV. It was the varsity and the 6th grade team. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When the Pats came down there? I mean, it was...
One team looked very professional. The other one looked like, oh, Lord, we're overwhelmed.
That was a different universe.